अंगस्य घानञ्जन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्यनाम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदामे कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्य द्वैपायनो विदुर कार्तविना जुहाव श्रीमद्भागवतम All kinds of established siddhanta is given. It may be in other Purans and Shastra. They may be not authentic and pure, but in Srimad Bhagavatam. Too pure and authentic. We are also, bhakti has been defined. Definition of bhakti. What is?
Savai pumsa paro dhamma.
What?
Savai pumsa paro dhamma.
No. Lakshanam hi bhakti yogasya udahitam. Nirgunasya. It has been told, bhakti should be due to Krishna, should be done to Krishna, without any cause, worldly cause. And it should be continuous like honey,
unbroken stream.
And that is why Guru Goswami refined it more and told, Anya Vilashita Sunya Jnana Karmadhyana Anukullena Krishna Musilam Bhakti. What is the meaning?
In this verse, Guru Goswami is giving us the exact definition of
this is okay. I may time to time make shift from.
In this verse, Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī is defining the process of bhakti and he's giving us a very precise, exact information. He's telling us that the constant cultivation or endeavor which is rendered through body, mind, and words, plus the sentiments, spiritual sentiments, which we have in our heart. And this cultivation is constant, unbroken. Like if we pour honey from a bottle, then the stream of honey comes very smooth, unbroken. So it should be unbroken. Then it should be originated or it should be offered through one's body, mind and words plus spiritual sentiments. Now, this should be directed exclusively for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. Only for His pleasure. and no other desire other than to please Him. Then also these endeavors, they must not be covered with either karma or jnana. Karma means fruitive activities or reward-seeking activities. And jnana means knowledge which is aimed at impersonal Brahman or any other such process like yoga and astrology, etc., etc. So all these mundane elements should not cover the endeavor, and it should be devoid from all other desires then to serve Sri Krishna, and it should be directed from body, mind and words plus spiritual sentiments, and it should be unbroken. Then this is called Anyabhlasa.
Can you repeat?
Yeah, karma dhanavratam.
Can you tell what he told? You could not hear? Oh, yo. The last line. Can you tell what he told? Stand up and tell. Oh, she has courage to. I know. I want that you should all. I will ask her husband also.
What this said just now was, bhakti should be done to Krishna without any worldly cost. It should be like the unbroken chain of honey. One should offer body, mind, words plus spiritual sentiments only towards Krishna. Bhakti also should not be covered by fruitive activities or knowledge or like impersonal knowledge. It only should be towards Krishna without any personal gain.
Very good. Now, you can? Can you tell? You should tell. I will inquire from all others what he told. She told. Then you can follow her. If you can know here, yeah. And then, otherwise, not knowing how you can follow. I want that all can follow.
Nervous, Guruji.
Or you speaking whole day, I know. Chatting and patting all day. In our office, here, there.
Bhakti should be done like how honey is flowing from one point.
What is first bhakti?
Bhakti is divine service to the Lord without any karma of yam.
That's a good one.
With full spiritual sentiments.
Body,
mind and words.
The endeavor are of all senses. All senses. Moreover, our moves to please Krishna without interruption, any kinds of, not covered by jnana, karma, yoga, and others, and not for any worldly desire, then it may be perfect. Shuddha. Can you? Not?
Yes, Guruji. Microphone, yes. Please.
Oh, let him. I want to engage him in Krishna service.
Bhakti is like a flow of pani which is not broken at all. And the service should be rendered to Krishna without accepting any fruitive gain. It should be with the body, mind and words, and with the spiritual sentiments. And it should never be broken at any one point.
If you are sleeping, then what you will do? It will break or not?
Yes, it will break. But you should dream of
and it. If you are driving and going anywhere and thinking other things, then?
It will break.
Then what to do?
We should constantly engage our mind.
How you can? You will have to give up sleeping and other things. If you are going to stool or latrine or anything, what you do? So, then how to continue? Very big problem. No problem. So we should know all these things. If you are sleeping, going to sleep, think that by sleeping I will be fresh and I will then serve with fresh mind and body. So then it will be accomplished. To serve Hari Guru Vaishnava. We should sleep. Why? To fresh it. That in new way. So, we can continue whole day and night, whole life. You know, Dhruva, he pleased Krishna, God, Supreme Lord. But why he pleased him? Why he pleased? Oh, for his own self. And he was rewarded by his Lord of the kingdom of empire of whole universe for 36,000 years. So he has no bhakti. Bhakti, but he wants some fruits. What is so? So it is not pure. So we can see here. Oh, so many things like this, very important. Then we should do accordingly. Otherwise, you cannot know what is bhakti and how to practice bhakti yoga. Now, bhakti word himself. Itself denotes Bhagavatam. If no bhakti in that granth, can it be called Bhagavat? Never. So essence of Bhagavat is bhakti. But there are so many gradations, so many. And we should know by these. I wanted to explain all these things at least 2 times in morning, 3 hours, evening, 3 hours. Then we can touch all the important pastimes of Krishna and his devotee. But only now, for 1.5 hours, and in this half goes to Kirtan, and then only 40 minutes we can speak. How can I explain all this? There are so many things. I want it. But you have no time. In morning you cannot give your time. Because you will have to go to work and fortune. Without this you cannot maintain. We can maintain. The devotees of England, America, Australia, they can.
Russia.
All. Because they will come for this only purpose. And they will be here for whole day and night. They can do. But here, the Malaysian devotees, they cannot. So we'll have to minimize. Only 40 minutes. I wanted that they should give time. That in morning, in evening, in midday, we should do it. For 7 days. Then I would have touched and I would have explained the essence of all these things. When I see all these things, I become worried. How can I give them? Because they have no time. Why no time? Because no faith in Haripata that it can maintain our life. This is the fact. They think that money is more powerful than
money. Money is more tasty than honey.
from Harikatha and name, chanting, more important. So, first we should try to make money, and then if we have done, then we can spend for it. Especially when we will be old, then we will. But this is quite wrong. Money cannot give you pleasure. Nothing. So, one day you will have to give time for this. Morning, midday, evening, all day long. Then it will be continuous like honey, hearing and chanting. Even in sleeping, you will see that your mouth is chanting Hare Krishna. You are sleeping, but even you will feel. When you will awoke, you will see what? Oh, I was chanting. I am still chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Always like that. So we should try to do like this. I saw a boy here. He, no ball, nothing. But he was practicing tennis.
Semi-tennis. Long tennis.
Right?
Doing pose.
Exercising.
He was doing. In day night, he never gets that right. By this, if he will practice bhakti yoga, oh, in a moment, you very successful. Now, how Srimad Bhagavatam came in presence? What?
This world.
To this world. Bhagavat is eternal. The three pastimes of Krishna are eternal. It descends in this world. How is it descended? Then, how can you?
How Bhagavatam descended?
Once, after Krishna, Parikshit Maharaj was the king of this world, Arjabhrata. He was very powerful, very strong personality, having all the qualities of a devotee. Why? Because he played in the laps of Krishna. Krishna has set his life, himself, in the womb of his mother. Very strong personality, having all the qualities of devotees. He became king, and he was once going to
forest
or
touring around the world.
Touring around to see for demons and others. They should not do any
disturbance.
So he was going. In the meantime, he became thirsty. No water anywhere he saw. At last, he came to the bhajan kuti, cottage of a rishi. That there I will ask for water, and he will give. He came, he saw that Rishi was sitting in trance. Eyes closed. He was totally absorbed in that. But he thought that he has done somewhat cheating me, for this he has done. Imitating, not real. So, he thought that I am king of this whole area. I came for water. And he is not willing to give water to me. So, I must reward him. So, became some angry.
Punish? Reward.
Become some angry.
Reward. What reward? I should give reward that. Oh, there was a serpent. He took it from his bow. And
that's made a garland.
Like a garland. This was in the words it is reward, but what it is?
Insult.
If anyone comes and you are even cannot give a water to person, we must do it. But he did not wanted to give water. So he had pretended like this. And so he garlanded that cage snake in his neck. And he went from there. But he became very worried. Oh, if he is not pretending and really he is in trance, then it will be that I have offended him. And my everything will be
ruined.
My lok and parlok.
This world.
In the meantime, his son heard this. He was playing with the boys and he came and saw. And he became very worried and he began to cry. And he also, Brahmachari, naked, only 5 years old. But very powerful, Brahmacharya. He took some water and did ashman and told, a person who has done this to my father, a very poisonous
snake
will come and he will bite him after 7 days. Must, and anyone cannot save. And after this, he began to weep bitterly in his father's lap. Oh, hearing this weeping, his father came in sense. Oh, why you are weeping? And then he saw that. He told that, anyone has garlanded you of such snake? Oh, you are a very child. Ignore him. Why you did? He saw that in his trance he saw that he has
cursed.
So he began to tell, oh, why? You are not good. Parikshit Maharaj is a very religious person. If he die, then whole world be upset. Anyone cannot say by his protecting Satkali, Kali and so many things. So you had done wrong. And then he sent his one student to king. Go and tell him that in 7 days a poisonous snake will come anyhow and he will bite you and you. You can do anything as you like for your
welfare.
But that messenger, a student, came and told to king he was in the way because he was thinking. So very
slowly
he was going, and when he heard this from that message, he became very happy. Now I'm saved. Why saved? Because my transcendental, my paramarthi,
spiritual
has not been disturbed. Only it is for body, and body must go and come. But my transcendental love for Krishna has not been affected. And then quickly he thought, I should not return to my kingdom. I should give up my wealth, reputation and whole empire, my wife, son and all these things. And now I should go to Ganges. on the bank of Ganges. And there nothing to take for 7 days, only remembering Krishna. This is the good for me. And after that he went to. He kept his bow and all royal dresses, everything there. And he went to Ganges, very nearby. This place is still present there. And there he began to stop, not taking water, even anything, not chattering and patting. But in a moment he saw how lucky was he, that more than millions saints and rishis and maharshis, very qualified, realized brahmarshi, they at once assembled there. Also, Narada Rishi, Vyas, Gautam, Kapil, all the rishis, they all there assembled. And after some time he saw that a naked boy of 16, very beautiful black skin, Sukadeva Goswami. Like mad boy he was coming. And some boys, children, taking some
dust
and pieces of they were
throwing on.
And the ladies, some lady, also following him
and clapping.
Very beautiful, but he is like a man. When he came nearer to the assembly of Parikshit Maharaj, all the rishis, Maharshi, with Vyas, Narad and Parikshit Maharaj, all stood up and welcomed. Oh, he is Sukadeva Goswami, trained by Vyasdev and very high class of devotee. And then Parikshit Maharaj did pranam, sashtang, and brought him in the main place of Vyas ashram. And folding his hands and began to ask, oh, I am very fortunate. They are telling so many other persons, oh, cause has come on Parikshit. But I see where cause? So many rishis and maharshi have assembled here to meet with Krishna, to take darshan of Krishna is very easy. But to meet with these, associate with these high class of representative of Krishna is very, very rare. So all are here. So I am very fortunate. Oh, please, I have some question. And he began to. If anyone is just dying in a moment, what he should do? And if a person has some 7 days, 8 days, 1 year, 2 years, 4 years, 10 years, 100 years. What he should do? Because in a moment this person will die. So what he should do? And a person who is not dying, just but it may be that after 2 days, 3 days, 1 year, 3 years, 10 years, 20 years, 100 years, he must die. He must die. Anyone in this world, without death, he can. Only, the rishis and maharshi to whom I told, them. Now, Rishi, Vyas and Sukadeva all have conquered death. Death cannot do any, death cannot touch them. Never. Also, if you are chanting always, and if your name is coming in your mouth, in your tent, also death will be very far away, she cannot come. So, what I told? So what we should do? And then he became very happy. The pastimes of Krishna and his devotees. He remembered and he began to tell. So this is the reason that Srimad Bhagavatam came in
this world.
There are so many other reasons, but in brief I want to tell and to explain more. Then Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami began to tell this Bhagavatam. It is eternal. It was from before, but he now again he, like Krishna sometimes disappear and again
appear.
Again he will appear. Not only one time. Oh, thousand and thousand of times he will again can come in this way. In this way. Oh. One thing more. If anyone is chanting and remembering Krishna, the past three pastimes of Krishna, they cannot touch. Can you tell that why? If Parikshit Maharaj heard Srimad Bhagavat and from the mouth of a so high class of devotee, like Sukadeva Goswami, liberated person, having so much love and affection for Krishna. But even a snake came and bite him and he died. Why? We don't know about this. That is why we conclude like this. But a really sharpened snake cannot come, could not come and touch him. It was all these things external. Never that snake. What became, I should tell. When Parikshit Maharaj was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, at that time a Brahmin named Kashyap, who was Ayurvedacharya. Ayurvedacharya, you know? What is it?
Very expert in Ayurvedic medicine.
Ayurveda.
The herbs and
if a man will die, oh, he can make it.
Revive.
So taking his all months and all kinds of medicine,
herbs,
he was coming in the council of Parikshit Maharaj. When that snake will bite, I will cure. Definitely I will. In the meantime, in the midway, a very black person met him, very tall and very fearful, very fearful. Oh, Kashyap Brahman, where you are going? He told that, I am going to, oh, save Parikshit Maharaj. I have heard a snake will bite and he will die. So I am going there. Don't go, please. Don't go. You cannot say. I know. You cannot say. He told, I must say. Must. I have no doubt at all. Then you should know that snake is myself. I will bite. And you cannot say. Then Kashyap told, oh, this is a very big banyan tree. Very big. You should bite and let it
die.
And how I will survive it again? Revive. Oh, you should see. And that became a very big snake, powerful. And with his hood, he barked to tree. And at once, in a moment, the tree, whole tree with his roots, oh, burnt to ashes. everything went to ashes. Then, oh, he saw serpent, snake, and told that you can you
revive?
Oh, let me see. And he opened his bag and some things, and he met it like this, made a medicine, and then he remind his mantra. And at once that was thrown in the root of burnt tree. There was nothing, only ashes. And at once in a second, what became miracle? A sprout came, and in a second, it became again more than as it was a big tree. He looked upon, and he fell flat on the lotus feet of Parikshit Maharaj.
Kashyap Rishi.
Don't go. Why you are going? I will give much more wealth than Parikshit will go. And seeing this, he presented a big golden pot, also many jewels and jewels of jewels. I cannot follow you. Then he gave more, and this, seeing this wealth,
saliva dropped down from his mouth,
and he could not check. He took all the wealth and returned. And from that day, this
potency of mantra,
became potency in India. So if anyone will chant all these mantras, it will not be successful. If anyone has taken anything for that, understand what I told. If you will take, if you know snake mantra or so many mantras, and if you will take worldly wealth for that, the power of that will go away. Why? How? If you are chanting and remembering Krishna for your own, for wealth, reputation, then power of bhakti will go away. So don't. And then he went, and then this person, blackish or snake, went to the council of Parikshit Maharaj on the seventh day. And Sukadeva Goswami completed his Srimad Bhagavatam. And he told that, now you are okay? Yes. And if you are from death, nothing. If death will come, I will put my feet on the head of, and I will walk. Now I am not in fear. When Sukadeva Goswami went, without dakshina, no dakshina. What was dakshina? Only love and affection for Krishna of Parikshit Maharaj. This is. So any high class of devotees, they don't want that he should read Bhagavata and you should give something. Never. If anyone going, then power of Harikatha will go away. If anyone initiating for wealth, reputation, and for any
worldly
gain, or for position, then that initiation is not correct. So here, when he went there, Parikshit Maharaj was now satisfied, and he was telling something to his mother, the essence of Bhagavad. And he went there. When he finished, then anyone brought any garland, and this is snake, like very minute
form.
He entered there. And at that time, Vyasadeva, Sukadeva, Parikshit Maharaj took his Atma and controlled in mind, and from mind it was engaged in the lotus feet of Krishna. So he went to the lotus feet of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, and his body was here, lying only down. And then that snake bite, and that very body was
vanished.
Vanished. It was done. So he could not touch Parikshit Maharaj's soul or anything but his body was transcendental. How? Prahlad Maharaj, body was like transcendental. And poison and so many things could not touch.
Fire could not touch.
Even fire and air or anything cannot touch. How they can touch Parikshit Maharaj? More superior than them. So for this, one story, one explanation has to be given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. What was there?
40
months when? The was 40. Why he finished? Oh, you. Where is your harmonium? Oh, you should also join with her here. You should come and go. Quickly. Radhe jai jai madhava daite gokula taruni mandala mahite. Radhe jai jai madhava. So in this way, a snake could not touch Parikshit Maharaj. This was like a mesmerism. Like Krishna, it is told that a Vyas, a hunter, with his bow and arrow, he suited Krishna and Krishna
God.
Same way. Even the barn, arrows of Bhisham Pitamaha Karna, they could not do anything for Krishna.
Make any harm for Krishna.
Or they entered in, but could not touch. Even for Prahlad Maharaj, fire, air, or throwing from
peak of a mountain,
and snake, poisons, any thing could not do.
Boiling oil.
How they can affect Krishna? He jumped in the poison of snakes.
Kali.
But no effect. It was as it was. It became like what? Very good what? So how can an arrow from a hunter can touch Krishna? For this, Vishwanath Thakur has given example. You should hear and your all doubts will go away. Once there was a king. In his council, one day, one very beautiful young person with his wife and two children, very beautiful boy of 8-9 years, they came in his council. And they told that we are not a. We can show you so many our place, beautiful place and very wonderful place. We have come to show you. Not Manikla.
Magician.
And then, what did? They hang their rope on two poles, one here and the other, far away. And a rope was given on that. Very fine, thin rope. And that his wife, very handsome, beautiful, and very
slim
and young, she took some pots on his or her head. 1, 2, 3, 4. And very quickly on the rope she
walked
with a stick in her hand. and she was dancing, going forward and again returning in the same way and dancing on that road. Oh, very wonderful. And her husband was playing on drum. All that became very happy. Especially, they became very happy. And she gave his own queen necklace to the neck of that dancer wife. Oh, in the meantime, very beautiful, handsome, and very strong two boys of 8, 9 or anyone. And they began, oh mother, mummy, give me this. And they began to
pull.
Well, both were pulling it to them. Mother take it and left it, and they were
pulling
for them. But both were of some same strength. So in a moment they took their swords from their man.
Yes.
Case. And at once he
cut
off his head, and that another brother cut. Both were dead. Blood was coming. Seeing this, oh, these children had died. Oh, she ran, that mother of the
children,
and she took one of the sword and cut his own hand. And then, father, my wife and two children are dead. What is the use of life? And taking this hand, cut his head. In a moment, all were. How it became? In a moment, everything. Anyone could not change. And then queen became very upset. King also, his all audience. Then their dead body was taken off. And it was cleared. And all went to their houses. Now, whole night, king and queen had their very souls. What became? Bloodshed in your council. Next day, in the very morning, a letter came to them. And in letter it was written, O king and queen, you give me some reward for the first play.
First soul.
But what we saw second
soul.
Oh, you could not reward me. We are not dead. We are still alive. You can come to your house, our houses, and you can see all are alive. Oh, they became very happy. And with their counsel, on sitting on chariot, they went there. Oh, when the king and queen and all came nearer to his house, their houses, they saw that magician with his wife and two children, are very happy, smiling and taking garland, and they are coming to king and queen. Oh, we want our reward. And that
same necklace.
The wife of magician was
wearing.
Oh, this is first reward. And where second? And all began. How it became? But it became. If a magician can do. We have seen so many things like this. So many. It will be very. So if a magician can do, and if magician of magician of magician, in a moment he can destroy whole universe and make whole universe, even lakhs and lakhs and millions of jadugar,
magician
he can create. How he can do it? So you should not have any doubt about these. Krishna cannot be killed or he cannot die. His also transcendental devotees cannot die. Even anyone chanting Krishna name, pure one name even, death cannot touch. So I have come to remind you that you should be like that. Even one time you should chant, oh, pure, and you can realize yourself the power of the name and hearing of Katha. Go, Brahman.
Hari.
Then, let us put that again. Now we will begin. Can you tell about Jai Vijay? In very short.
For Kumaras.
Yes.
Okay, then you should give it. Give it. You not fear. Oh, better. You should give this expert person.
I have hiccups.
What? You have taken affine? Affine?
Hiccups are allowed. No problem.
Rama Jnanam Timiram Dasi Jnanam Jina Salakaya Chaksuram Mahitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak about Jai and Vijay. You're all familiar with the two gatekeepers of Vaikuntha Lok, Jai and Vijay.
Always serving continuously, and they are liberated persons. They are parikar of associates of Narayana.
So they are perfect examples of the constant flow of honey from a jar, Anyabhilasita Sunyam. Their only desire was to please Lord Vishnu. Because the Lord's desires come in the heart of the devotees, they knew that Lord Vishnu desired to enjoy Viraras, that is, all propensities of this world have their origin in the Supreme. So as young boys like to play fight, mock fight, this desire comes from the Supreme Lord. So he desired to enjoy heroic activities and have sport fighting. But who would fight with him in Vaikuntha? Everyone is very fearful in the sense of having awe and reverence. Nobody would fight with the Lord there. In Goloka Vrindavan, yes, Krishna's coward boyfriends always have beautiful, loving, sportive fights, but not in Vaikuntha. So Jai and Vijay knew about this desire of the Lord, and they desired to please him. Now, Krishna always likes to please his devotees who always like to please the Lord. So, in order to fulfill his devotees' desire to please him, the Lord arranged for his Yogamaya potency to create a pastime. That is, the four Kumaras, Sanak, Sanandan, Sanat, and Sanatan Kumar, the transcendental four young...
Who are four Kumars? Who are four Kumars?
Sanak, Sanatan, Sananda, and Sanat. Sanatan, Sanat, Sanat,
who are they?
And Sananda.
What name?
Sanak, Sanatan, Sanat.
Sanat Kumar, Sanat Kumar,
and?
Sanak, Sanatan.
But you are telling only three. Again?
Sananda.
And now you should. Who are they? Who are they?
Sananda, Sanat
first,
Kumar.
First Sananda.
What
did you make
sure?
Four Sana.
The the four sons of Brahma. The first.
What? No, no. Where there is four sun is. Like Sanat. Sanat.
Oh, the four sons.
Sanatan. Sanat Kumar Sanandan. Like this.
They're the oldest sons of Brahmaji, but because they never wanted to get entangled, as young adults become entangled, they desire to remain like little five-year-old children. So by the arrangement of Yogamaya, they came to Vaikuntha Lok desiring to see Lord Vishnu. In Vaikuntha Lok, everyone has only the desire to please Krishna. As Gurudev was explaining, the cultivation of activities meant exclusively for the pleasure of Krishna, or in other words, the continual flow of devotional activities, endeavors performed with the body, mind, words, and spiritual sentiments of the heart, not covered by any other desire. So this was the category of Jayan Bajai. However, by the arrangement of Yogamaya to fulfill this desire of the Lord, they became angry. Why are you here without any clothes on to see Lord Narayan? Because they were always naked, the four Kumaras, always transcendental to mundane situations. So you're not qualified to see the Lord. And they exhibited some anger. So the four Kumaras became angry at the gatekeepers. And they cursed the gatekeepers that you should go to the material world where anger is natural. Here, no one should be angry or envious of anyone else. But because you're exhibiting the features of materialists, you should go there. So immediately, Lord Vishnu appeared with Lakshmi. And Lord Vishnu said, "These are my associates. I am willing to lop off my own arm to protect my associates because they are my very being. My devotees are my very heart." So Lord Vishnu allowed this curse to go on only because he knew that they wanted to fulfill his desire of fighting. So they became the demons Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha in one birth, and Dantavakra and
Ravan
and Kumbhakarna in another birth, and Dantavakra and Shishupal in another birth. And finally, they became Jagai and Madhai in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one may say then, that we see that devotees fell from Vaikuntha Loka. And here's an evidence that the jiva can fall from the spiritual world. But it's not evidence of that at all. Because first of all, this arrangement was made by Yogamaya. And they never forgot the Lord. They were always thinking of him. And he personally took forms to fight with them. But an even more important reason that they never fell was that they never left. Only expansions of Jayan Bajai left to become those four sets of demons. And the original Jayan Bajai remained eternally engaged as gatekeepers for the pleasure of the Lord. So this is the history of Jayan Bajai.
Okay. Thank you. What is the purpose of this sweet pastimes of Jayan Bajai? Can you? What is the purpose?
I'll talk on, please.
Srila Prabhupada, in commenting on this pastime, the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, because the question is, these are associates of the Supreme Person. How can they come from the Vaikuntha planets into the material world? Srila Prabhupada comments that the conclusion is no one falls from that spiritual world to this world. As Srimati Shamarani has stated, that they came here, but they're also spiritual bodies remain there in those spiritual planets. This was all an arrangement of the Supreme Personality for his pleasure, and there was no fall down, but it was simply a pastime of the Lord to enact this chivalrous ras in the material world, and his servants, Jai and Vijay, helped him facilitate this transcendental pastime here in this world.
Thank you. Anything more?
So, by this pastime, we can understand that in Vaikuntha planet, also in the Loka Vrindavan, that nobody falls. It's...
Can anyone do offense to Krishna or to any other associate, each other there?
What to speak of falling? That there's no question of any type of offense, because in that abode, Vaikuntha in the Loka Vrindavan, there's no
but it has
of...
been written in Brahma Vaivarta Purana that in Golok Vrindavan, Srimati Radhika and Siddham, each.
They cast each other.
How it became? How they cast there? Because that Quran is tamasic or rajasic. They told this story so many things. For whom? Who are of rajasic and tamasic mind. So that gradually they can develop. They will have taste in Harikatha, in this thing. And then when they will read Srimad Bhagavatam, oh, then they will realize. Oh, we are ignorant. That is why we have like idea like this. Like fishermen, they get some. They give some
baits.
Food in
baits.
In them, not for fishes, only to catch them,
not to feed them.
Their tendency is not to give feed fishes.
Food.
No, only to
gotcha.
So, here also, Sri Vyasadeva is very expert in these things. How he can bring a person who is lame totally and blind for transcendental things? Oh, gradually he can. Gradually he can bring by Mahabharata Katha, and then he will tell them Gita, and then gradually they will come to. So this is like a trick that he does. So we should try to know all these things from a high class of devotees who know all these very deep explanation. Ja Bhagavata Pada. If you will read Srimad Bhagavatam, for a common person who not knowing, he has not guru and nothing, they may explain it in quite opposite way. They cannot explain it. That if we hear Srimad Bhagavatam from them or read ourselves, main purpose will not be solved. Then you will know all kinds of siddhanta and pure bhakti will come. Gaur Premananda.
Hare Krishna, some devotee has requested for initiation.
Thus ends the class on the 8th of March 2002 in the evening in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Hare Krishna, 8th March 2002 in the evening.